Welcome to the Discomfort Inn. Stosh is not here this week, so with me will be Brandon Smith, who is a, as you know, is my co-host, Pat Oates is sad, but also a wedding aficionado, which helps because our topic this week is weddings. And with us is a man who's been married, but only once.
Only once.
Weird American. Not those normal Americans. Rodney Norman is with us.
Hello.
As well.
Only because I don't have any other options.
Well, don't you?
No, I do.
Some of the Mormons, you can.
Well, yeah, there are. I guess technically, I could start taking applications. It'd be nice to have somebody come in on Tuesdays.
Oh yeah, there you go.
You know, I guess I could do
I
that.
I see the interview process.
I've always wondered how they do it because you know, growing up in Utah, there are polygamists still there,
right.
And you didn't. They don't announce themselves, but after a while, you start to figure out who at school is from a polygamous family. I mean, they're not.
Field trip day when there's
usually they homeschool. Usually they homeschool, but there's a few there. There's sort of this, because the main church, we don't do it anymore. Right. But then there's these fundamentalist groups who do it. And then you have those who will still come to our church, but are still doing polygamy on the side. It's sort of like, you know, it's a weird thing.
Like it's bird watching.
Yeah.
But I've always
wondered, what's the dating process, you know? Because technically the first wife is supposed to approve the second wife.
Right.
So the wife is the one who actually goes out and finds the next woman that they're supposed to be hooking up with. Why I think we stopped polygamy originally, because it's like, you know, at first it sounds good, but then when the wife is the one picking them, it's like, you know, you go from... She's not going to pick a hot one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
She's looking for house help work. She's just, you know. Anyway, so let's move on.
No, but to me,
no, I get it.
But to me, it would work best if it was both ways. It should be the wife could also have 4-8 husbands too, but they should have like one, the two main, and then have
the two.
The side.
Well, you know what I think we need to have is that, because we have, okay, so now we have gay marriage. Right?
We have that now. Yeah.
So now there's people who are pushing polygamy to just, you know, make it so you can be married to anybody. So with the coupling of gay marriage and plural marriage, I think that'll be awesome because it'll make women's soccer a lot more interesting.
Yes. Finally. And that's what we need in this country.
Yeah, exactly. But also, I think what we need to have.
Brandi Chastain, but one of the two.
But see, what I would like to do is I want to create an app where you basically, it's like a marriage collective. So you join the app. So instead of dating app, you actually just join this group and you're automatically married to everybody there.
Nice.
So you can go into a room and say, hey, am I married to anyone here? They click, oh yeah, you're married to that guy. And then you could go have sex with that person. And it's okay because it's married.
Yeah.
You're married.
I like that.
So you get to the final judgment and they're like, were you fornicate? No.
No, I was married.
All 87 people that I had sex with that year, married to every one of them.
It's called everybodymeet.com.
There you go.
Meet is M-E-A-T.
They're just all married. It's all good.
But today we will talk about weddings that are of the normal nature. Of just two folk. I don't care if it... We're not going to get into any of that stuff. This is about your experiences at a wedding. So we're not going to be getting into our thoughts on who should get married. I am divorced, so I believe no one should. But the main thing is going to be about the whole experience of the wedding. And the first thing that I think of when I think of weddings, the thing that makes me uncomfortable the most, is when you get that save the date. When that thing comes in the mail, and it's a picture of two people in some dumb woods posing. Like, my sister's getting married soon. I had friends who recently sent me one. When I was younger, my 20s, I got them all the time. They're less and less now, and that's great.
Yeah.
But I hated that. Because it's this far-out date that you don't care about at all. You have to put it on the fridge so you remember. And then people are like, who are those people? I'm like, I don't really know. And then it starts all these questions, and it just makes you already start to worry about this. Do I want to go? How do I get out of this? When I get that postcard of dumb people right away, it just ruins it. It ruins the whole day for me. I can't do it. I hate it. I don't want – just invite me. I don't want to know that you're going to invite me. Like, when people say to me, hey, do you want to get together next week? I'm like, just fucking call me next week. And then I'll be ready. I don't know if I want to get together. I don't know how the week's going to go. Don't ask me if I think I might want to go to your wedding. Just fucking invite me to your wedding. I don't know. I'm in the world of comedy. I'm not doing great in comedy, but I'm good enough that I'm booked a couple months out.
Yeah.
But if you say to me, you know, right now it's June. You say to me, the wedding's next May. fuck you. I don't know if I can say it. My dentist says that to me. You want to set your year appointment for April 2nd or April 3rd of next year? I don't fucking know. Just ask me a month before, and if my tooth hurts, I'll call you earlier.
Yeah.
That's it. I hate that. I don't understand a save the date. It just starts this whirlwind of people trying to tell you all about their thing. We're doing a thing. You got to know about. I have Facebook now. I don't need save the date anymore.
Yeah.
Send me this thing.
Yeah, that's a really great point. I think it's kind of just a way for these people to make more money. They just we got to send out invitations and then save a date. There's just all these things that you have to do.
Yeah. I understand why I'm talking about. Remember in this podcast, what makes you uncomfortable? So I do understand that all weddings are nothing more than a way to make money because you could just do it in your house. And
I meant to save the dates.
No, but me receiving one makes me uncomfortable. I get why they're doing it. Everything I'm saying doesn't reflect them at all. They don't care that I'm panicking, but I don't want it. Don't. If you're going to invite me to your wedding, just invite. Ask me a week before. I'm fine with that. Unless I'm in it, I don't need any more time.
It's an impulse buy.
It is.
It's like, if I got nothing else to do, okay. All right, I'll show up. Cool.
Now, have you ever gotten a picture of two people doing the dumb pose and went like, yeah, I got to be at this. Not because picture.
I think the thing that makes me uncomfortable is when you get the thing and what their pose is, because they're supposed to be, because that they've met with a photographer and they've talked about what's their story. What's going to tell their story about who they are and what their whole thing is about. And then you're looking at the picture trying to decipher why is he on a horse and she's half naked? I don't get this. I don't know what they're trying to say, So that's what makes me uncomfortable. It's like, what, just have you and two of you standing there staring at the camera and you take a picture. That's all you need. But when they start doing all these weird things, with fairies and nymphs and being in the lake and there's a tiger, I don't understand any of that.
Feel like we're gonna. I don't like it because I don't like an outdoor wedding, and usually it's outdoor. And I'm like, are they hinting at something? Are we gonna have to go hiking? Like, I don't want any of this. Like, why aren't they just in wedding clothes? I know you're supposed to wait, but like, if you're gonna send me an invite, have them dressed up. We could superimpose now. Is that the term they use anymore?
Yeah.
Photoshop, whatever you use. Just put their heads on wedding people. Have them bride and groom or groom and groom or bride or whatever they are. Have them in their outfits, the wedding outfits. Send me that. I'll go, oh, that's a wedding?
Yes.
I'm going to a wedding. And I go, oh, it's a dude ranch? Am I going to a dude ranch? Because I don't like dudes or ranches, and that makes me uncomfortable, and I don't want to be at the dude ranch. I don't like the invite. I want the invite. I don't want the...
There's no reason to be creative with the invite. Just, it's a picture of you two. You're getting married. Sweet. We're done.
And then you start thinking about like, okay, this was a big day for them. They're posing by a dock or something. And there's a boat in the back, but then they've been on the boat. But you know it led to them having sex. And now I know, and that's how I see them. Like, ugh, I saw your picture of you before you fornicated. And I don't want to shake your hand now. And I don't want, and it's like, and then they're like, oh, hey, did you get our picture? And yeah, I also saw the 85 other versions of it on Facebook. Because you took all of them and you put them up. Just email. I don't want to. Don't send it to me. I don't want a postcard of your sex.
I understand you spent $2,500 on a photographer and you want to show everything, but...
And then you're going to get a different photographer for the wedding. You're trying a guy out. What are you doing? It's, I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. And then you get the actual invitation in the mail. And what makes me uncomfortable a lot of times is I understand that usually it's supposed to be Brandon Smith... And guest. They always used to give you the and guest. Now, I understand. I'm from a big family. I understand financial. Sometimes you can't have the world bring in a guest. Sometimes you're like, I hope this person just comes solo. But they don't ever say that. They kind of just, on the invite, it will just maybe not say and guest. And that makes me uncomfortable. Like, am I just supposed to assume I can't bring someone? Or can I bring someone? Do I have to write their name in? What do I have to do here? And that makes me uncomfortable. Have that conversation with me. Say to me, Pat, we know you, but we don't know you well. Because, listen, if you're in the wedding or you're part of the family, they know your situation in life. But if it's someone that's like a friend of mine or like with comedy, there's comics I feel like they should invite me or something like that. But they don't really know me enough to go if I'm dating or if I'm going to come with somebody or whatever. Or maybe they're just thinking of sitting me at a table with eight other comics. Like, maybe that's what they want. I've been at things even like when I used to work at other jobs where they're like, we're just going to sit all the people from this job over
here.
Yeah,
all of you guys are over here.
They can't bring their wives. Then the wives are like, then you start a fight with the girlfriends or wives, and they're like, well, why can't we go? I'm like, I don't know. They don't know you exist. Women, they don't know exist. I don't really talk to this guy. I didn't think I was going to go to the wedding. And now I got this thing. He's like, well, I want fish. I'm like, we all want fish. But like, I can't. And then he starts a fight for you for no reason. I want the invite to be clear. Pat, just, you know, you can bring a person, or Pat, you're coming alone. And tell me right away. But I hate when they're unclear on the invitation.
Dear Pat, they should have, there should be like an invitation that you get that says, we don't really expect you to show up. In fact, we'd prefer you not. But if you want to send us something, please do.
Yes.
You know, sort of a, you know, kind of a, it's like, we're acquaintances. We felt like we should say something nice to you and invite you. But we don't expect you to actually show up.
Well, I talked to my sister about this. She's getting married. And, you know, there's a lot of family. But they're all over the place. And we're not all super close. And she was like, well, you know, I was invited to this person's sons and daughters wedding or this person, so maybe I have to invite them. I'm like, people just need to be more open and honest. You just need to write to all the family members, hey, we love you guys very much. We see each other once every 5 years. Without social media, we would never really even chat or whatever, yeah, or catch up. We understand that normally you're supposed to do this, but I would say flat out, we just can't afford to have you guys here. We invite you. And we also don't want you to make this big trip out here to do this. And I said to her, what you should say is that you and Ben, the guy she's marrying, I said, maybe you should just write something that says, we plan on the next year to go on a bunch of little trips. One of them, we'd love to come visit you in Iowa or come visit you,
yeah,
in Texas. And then we can spend together in time. And that way, also saving them from coming. But then also, in a smart move, because you're always that always fear of like, well, if I say no, I don't go, then I got to give a gift. That's when you're like, well, when you're saying that you're going to come over, if they don't give you a gift, they can have you like stay at their place or take you out to dinner later, and it makes that gift go away. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So you're not worried about that. Because that's my fear. If I get the invite and it says, Pat, you're by yourself, and I'm like, I can't go, my first fear is, what do I have to give them stuff? They're just asking me to give them stuff, and I'm poor. I don't have any stuff. And I don't know if I should go through the registry because that's weird. And then I don't know how much money to give because when I was growing up in college and going to weddings, it was $100. But now I hear it's like $300, which is insane. There's a certain amount that the Illuminati knows. And they supposedly tell someone you're supposed to give a check. You would give them a check so they can go ruin it. Like, why am I giving them money? They already proved they don't know how to spend it. They're having a wedding. They're having a huge party for no fucking reason. They're not good with money. Why am I giving that? I'm good with it. That's why I don't have any, but I'm not partying. The whole thought of how much money they're spending, and when I get that invite, it freaks me out because I'm like, I couldn't ever get married again. I don't even remember the last one. I was pretty drunk, and I don't remember it, but I know a lot of people paid for it, and I'm still kind of paying for it my own way. But it makes me uncomfortable even getting that invite. All I want to say is, hey, Pat, they're going to have good steak. And I'm like, oh, okay, because I'll pay for a good steak,
yeah,
and some nice ambiance music. If you just keep it at that, I'm fine.
I'll get you a toaster from Amazon if I get a nice steak out,
yeah,
of you. Okay, that's I can go with that.
It just makes me so uncomfortable with the whole invite. And then like, and then the worst part is, and you look at where it is, and they're like, it's in Guam. I'm like, oh, it's in Guam. We're in Guam now. Why are we going to Guam for the wedding? It's like, we're doing a destination wedding. It's like, oh, that's selfish. The two things I hate the most about invitations of weddings, if they're destination or they're on a holiday.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're just not caring about us, and you're not really caring about yourselves. Well, we're going to get married on 4th of July. Oh, so you've ruined your 4th of July forever for yourself.
That's nice. Yeah,
you're never going to have a fun one. Because 10 years from now, your kids are going to have to go to something. Like, they can't go because then they have to be part of your dumb anniversary. It's not being selfish. It's America's anniversary, not yours, you jerks. Yeah. America lasts longer than you ever will. It makes me uncomfortable. The whole thing, like, go somewhere. Like, no, keep it local. You know what I mean? Like, keep where you're. Don't expect me to go all over the place. If you are living there, if you live in Texas and you invite me to your fucking Texas wedding, then I understand. I got to travel. You live in Texas. But if you and I both live in Connecticut, your wedding shouldn't be in fucking Kingston, Jamaica. Like, why am I going there? You're not a Rastaman. You're a white guy from East Haven. Why am I going there?
You aren't giving street cred by moving your wedding.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Marley's not going to show up. What are you doing? and spend all that money to fly out. And we're going to be out there for 7 days. What? I have to live there? I don't want to be there. Can I leave on the first?
I got to get my
charter. I don't even know what I have to do.
I got to mail forward my mail. What do you? What?
We aren't even close. You sent it to someone. You sent it to my old address. And they sent it here.
Yes.
Why do I have to come to this? I understand the celebration of a wedding, but I think it all a wedding does when I get an invite, get the save the day, and it just reminds me of how little money I have and what little I can do. It really puts me into a panic attack. Like I can barely have a party for my kids. Like I can't spend money on just love, and it makes me feel sad. And then I don't like them, and then I unfollow them on Facebook because I don't want to see any more of their love, and I stop answering phone calls. It puts me into hiding. I hate it. No one's the same. No, you get invited. You don't get invited to many, do you? Because you're just
I don't get invited.
You get paid to be at these.
Yeah, I get paid to be there,
which is nice.
So,
no. So, how many times have you been married? Twice.
Only once.
Huh?
Just once.
Once.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, twice. I'm not that old though, man. I was married once for almost 10 years, but I've been to a lot of weddings. When I got married right after, my brother and my sister got married like right then, and my other sister got married a couple years after that. And when I was in college, everybody was getting married about the same time.
Yeah.
It's basically why I got married, because we were like, well, everyone else is doing it. That's basically what happens. One person does it.
And you just figure it out. Well,
I think none of them last. No, only one of them lasted out of like the six of everyone.
Oh, really?
When I was playing rugby with, one.
But yeah, that's the biggest thing that makes me uncomfortable about weddings is when you know the backstory, when you realize that these people really, this is a bad idea for these people to be getting married, but you really can't say anything. But you know she's probably sleeping with the best man and that he has probably slept with the best man too, those kinds of things.
That might work out.
That's the only time I want to go. Like, I don't want to go if I'm like, oh, they're just happy. Like, they both met at work, and they have this. They both like the office, and they both enjoy knitting. I'm like, no, this is boring. But when I'm like, I slept with that lady while she was dating the guy, and the guy thinks he's my friend. Now, I want to go to this. I want to go to this. Especially now, because I don't drink anymore, so that's the only excitement I have in life, is to watch other drunk people go nuts. That's what I want to go. When it's a boring wedding, when people are like, come to our wedding, and even if it's a fun destination, you're like, yeah, but you two are boring. You're not even going to dance fun. I'm not going to see. I'm not going to watch you guys writhe. There's no lumbata. There's no forbidden dance. Nothing crazy. It's just going to be boring. I want that. I want that dirt. I want that. I want to know, like, hey, do you have an aunt that has an issue? Like, you know, is there someone there that's going to have a fake leg that might come off while they dance? I need those. If there's no, I need those should be the details in the save the date. Save the date, and here's why. My aunt blows strangers. There will be cocaine there. We don't know how, but it's going to be there.
It's going to show up.
The food is going to be bad, but the dessert is heavenly. I'm like, okay, good. I like a nice dessert. And by the way, my brother is going to also come out at the wedding and say he's gay to our family at the wedding.
There we go.
It is saved.
Save it like Superman.
I'll save it like David Hasselhoff. I will save that date. But I hate all of that. And then
we just want, in the invitation, we want a plot treatment. You don't have to go into all the details. Just, you know, the elevator pitch for
your show. Elevator pitch is what I need. You're right. I need that. Here's what's going to happen for me. I hate to be selfish, but you're being selfish. You invited me to your big stupid day about your love, but make this one moment about me. The whole day is going to be about you. Make the 90-second pitch about me. Pat, you know how you like steak? Yeah, I do like steak. You like asparagus? I do like asparagus. We're having both. Ooh. Okay, I'm listening. It's like, but we also have pasta. I don't eat pasta. I know, Pat. But we also made sure they have spaghetti squash. Like, ooh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that as well. And there'll be a cake. I don't eat cake. I know. Is there any other kind of dessert? No, unfortunately. I'm going to pass. But thank you for the pitch. I appreciate it. Like Shark Tank in your mouth. And then they go, wait a minute. We just talked to them. Fruit cocktail. Like, okay. The red cherry, the glowing red one, or are they going to have like the dark one with the actual stem? The real cherry. I'm like, oh, I'm back in. I'm there back in. Go. Thank you for the pitch.
You drew me back in.
And you just, I'll be there. Can I bring someone? We'll do that. Are they large? We only have a couple more. No, I'll make sure it's anorexic. And so can I bring someone? Yes. Okay, fine. Don't worry what they eat. They're going to be throwing up anyway. And we're in. And that's the pitch, and I'm fine. But when you say to me, here it is, then I get, later on, I get the thing, it's like, meat. I like when it says things, you know, sirloin and, you know, whatever kind of fish it is, like sea bass or whatever. But when it just says meat, fish, option. It's like, option? What is that option? I don't like that one at all. It's just tofu bags or something. No, I need to know. That's the main thing for me is a wedding, is the food. That's what I care about
that's,
the most.
That's primarily why I'm going to be there. That's why I'm going to stick around.
I like one that has a buffet. I know people say they don't like that. They want a fancy meal. Not me. I like going up because I don't drink. So I like to go up and get stuff.
The one of the best weddings I've ever been to, it was a taco truck. They brought in a taco truck. Nice. It was awesome.
My dad's loved third it. Wedding. That's a real thing. My dad's third wedding. They had a brick oven pizza truck, and it was a giant one with an actual brick oven pizza in the truck, and they would make to order whatever. They also had like 20 kinds. There was like 20 kinds of pizzas all just laid out. You mean seafood, you know, special vegetarian, you know, all kinds of stuff, and then the regular ones, but they were just pumping out pizzas, and it was fun for kids and everybody. It was just easy, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
It's more – the less fancy you make it, the more fun it is. To me, I'm not comfortable in fancy. Like, I'm not. Most people aren't. They fake it well, but most people aren't comfortable when you're telling them to come out of their element. Normally on a Saturday, I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. You're telling me to get in a fucking suit and then sit there and make sure I don't spill shit on myself and then watch you be in love. Like, that's not what I don't want to be dressed up to watch you be in love. I can watch you be in love through your window in a T-shirt. Like, I don't need to do this now. That makes me uncomfortable. So make sure the food makes me comfortable. Make sure that the... It's all about me. But, like, you got to make sure that the whole setting, the venue makes me comfortable. Don't make it too nuts. You know what I mean? Like, you do a lot of venues, Brandon. Some of them are too crazy. I understand it's supposed to be, like, this destiny because they're trying to make it, like, the girl's a princess.
It's a fairy tale. A castle.
But just, like, give me a lake and a fucking gazebo and I'm good.
Yeah, I think if you have some water and a gazebo, you're good. That's all you need. Yeah, you don't need, you know, horses.
I'm going to rent. If I ever make any money, I'm gonna sell gazebos and, midgets. And call them gazebos. And just sell gazebos to people. And I think that'd be my own brand.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. Gazebos. Brilliant.
Comedy shows at the gazebo.
There you go.
But when I go, then the wedding, you're like, okay, they invite you. And you say, okay, I'm going to go. I'm doing it. I'm going. You get your date. You do all that stuff. And now the worry is the clothes. And I always am like, you know, okay, I'm not, you know, if you're in it, they tell you what to wear. Like, I'm going to be in one soon, so I got to wear the whole suit and all that. If you're not in it, I don't know. I know everyone's like, well, you got to dress up. You got to wear this. You got to wear that. I think you have to look at, to me, I'm uncomfortable with that. Like, I don't have a lot of suits. Or I lost a lot of weight. I have to go buy things. And I'm like, I'm not planning on going to court, so I don't really need to buy a suit.
Yeah.
So, like, I try to think about what can I wear that just makes me comfortable. I think about the weather, when it's going to be. And I start getting worried about all that. But I usually look at it and go, how well do I know these people? And I think that's the key to getting dressed up.
That is the key.
If I know you well, I want to look good to represent you. But if I'm the guest of a guest, like I'm going with a girl who brings me, I just got my shirt at Marshall's and it's short sleeve and it's got a button down and I'll have a tie in my pocket in case you want me to wear it.
Yep.
But then I'll have some boat shoes and some khakis because I don't really know anybody and I'm just here to not be hot.
Now, my nephew got married and they had a theme. Wedding. Have you done the theme?
Oh, yeah.
Their theme was Halloween. Was everybody was to come in costume. Yes. They got married on Halloween.
And then because everyone had to be in costume, even the bride and groom?
Yeah. And they were, I have to show you the pictures. It was weird. I went as Hot Rod Roddy Piper because I had a kilt.
If you sent a picture, this might be part of our cover for the podcast.
I'll send you some pictures of this, but the. And it was just weird because it was supposed to be some, you know, new age. That a shaman was the officiator.
But was it a shaman or someone dressed like a
shaman? No, she's a real shaman. In fact, I just found out recently she's an actual neighbor of mine in Utah. I live in two different places. It's a long story. But every day at sundown, she goes and does a drum circle and a flute thing in her backyard. And my cousin, you know, told me about that. Right. Her friend, the one who was the shaman at the thing, lived close to me in Utah. So I every day at sundown, I go and listen. Yeah, her and her husband are back there pounding on a drum, and you know, because if you stare at the sun at the right time, you fill yourself with energy.
That would
So it's great.
I'd be out. And the second you message me, it's a theme. I've never been to a theme one. No, thank you. A wedding is a theme. That's the theme. Wedding. That's what a wedding is. It's a theme. Because a wedding's not normally a thing. You can't put a theme on the theme. That's what a wedding is, right?
Yeah.
There's a guy dressed up in a suit that he never wears and a woman in a dress that no one will wear anywhere else but a wedding. It's very impractical. And everyone else is dressed up and everyone pretends like they love each other until they drink heavily because they hope there's an open bar.
Yeah.
That's the theme. Drunken, dressed up. We're all pretending we're like Donald Trump. Like we're just dressed up and drunk and yelling out crazy shit and we think we're the most important person. That's what it's supposed to be like. Don't give me a theme. I do... The only thing I would be comfortable with that one, the Halloween theme, is that I can wear something that's cheap.
Well, yeah, and that was, I think, the big thing is that you,
you
know,
don't
you
have to buy any suits unless you don't own anything crazy. I mean, are they going to judge you? Like, because I'd be worried. Like,
well, but there were people who just showed up in shirts and ties.
They
you know,
they
just,
should be told to
But
leave.
They felt that, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. I was like,
I think the Shaw man and the Shaw woman should have told them to leave. By the
way, yeah, I was like, hey, look, this is an opportunity to wear a kilt. I'm doing it.
Oh yeah,
I'm doing it.
That reminds me too. When you go to a wedding and someone invite, I was invited to a wedding to be in a wedding.
Uh-huh.
They're like, well, we're wearing kilts. I said, well, you're wearing kilts. I'm not wearing kilts. That's not my thing. Yeah, but you're in the wedding. Well, I'm out of the wedding. I'm out. You know anyone else? You call anyone? I'll just take their spot. We'll switch. I don't wear kilts. Don't tell me I have to wear a thing I've never worn in my life for your day. Now, if I was getting married to someone and the woman was like, this is a tradition in my family and it's part of my thing and it's something that would be important to me, then yeah, I think I would do it. Because like, okay, you know, I'm marrying you. You want this to happen. But they're like, I don't care. And I'm just here because we were in college together. And now you're like, well, you're one of the seven dudes that has to be in this. I know you'll bitch. I'm not bitching. I'm out. I'm not wearing a kilt because I don't want to. Yeah, I've never worried about what my legs look like. And now I got to worry about if my legs are too hairy for a kilt, how high the socks go up. And then you really worry about your shoe game because people aren't going to be looking at your kilt because they're all thrown off. And then you're like, I'm not a big shoe guy. Now I got to worry about the shoe. I couldn't handle that at all. No kilt pants, just regular pants. Make me wear the same thing as everybody else. If I'm in a wedding, make me wear the same thing. Everyone wears black with the red or the white, whatever the color is of the cummerbund and everything else. Same one. Don't give me teal and you red and you pink. Don't make us Power Rangers. I don't like that. We're not Reservoir Dogs. Let's not all be different colors. We got to be the same. I don't want to stick out in any way.
We don't need to represent the rainbow.
It's already bad enough that people are going to come up to me and go, oh, don't you clean up nice. Fuck you. Fuck you. What does that even mean? I clean up. I clean up. Yeah, I'm wearing a thing I don't ever wear. I don't look better. I just look different. You're drunk.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. All that stuff. Theme, no. Just everybody wear the same shit, and you should be allowed to wear. If you're invited and have to spend all that money, if I want to wear overalls, I should be allowed to wear overalls. I've never worn overalls.
Uh-huh.
But you should be allowed to wear whatever you want. I'm paying for this. You're not paying for me to be. You think you are, but you're not. I'm paying for this. I got to buy all this stuff to go to your big fancy day. I know you're like, well, no, we had to get all the food. We had to do. You didn't have to do any of this. I would have went to your house
and
had cheese dip. And I would have said, good job.
Yep.
Gave you a thumb. I was invited to I have a family member they're Mormon, and we're not Mormon, so we weren't allowed to go to the wedding.
Well, to the actual wedding.
Yeah,
but they still have a reception at the
reception
church.
They had a reception with a slideshow, and that was weird, but uncomfortable. My cousin, she got married to this guy who was a male cheerleader. Yeah, that's fine. And but they had a slideshow and they showed her first and the slides are, and then it was him. I never met him, and there he's just posing in his male cheerleader outfit and his picture all alone. And then he's another guy and they're both posing, and then one had the other one in the air like twirling them, and I'm like, look at my mom, like, what are we doing? Why wouldn't they let us go to the other one? I hope the other one didn't have this. I want to go to the Mormon one where they don't have this slideshow. That was the most uncomfortable thing ever. And I was just like, and it was like, you know, the chicken was terrible, and I was like, the bad food and man cheerleader slideshow. This is back in the early, in the late 90s or early 2000s when you were allowed to point out male cheerleaders. So to be fair, I was a different time. I didn't know. I was uneducated. But any of that stuff where there's like, you get. when I go to a wedding, I want it just to be a wedding. I don't want to have to know stuff. I don't want to have to be like, here's a presentation. I'm sure, Brandon, you have to deal with that, being the DJ and the MC and all that. They're like, we're going to do all these things, and you have to coordinate all that. But as a sheep, a person who's just being brought there, I just want to be – I have to go to a church usually first. And I try to avoid that. I always go, I'm going to run late, and I just go to the reception because I don't want to go to the church because it's just like it's uncomfortable, and you're sitting in pew.
Yeah.
I don't know whose side I'm on. No one claims me. People don't claim me. I'm not a claimer. Like, they're like, but people are like, oh, I'm on the bride side, or I'm on the girl. I'm like, I think I know them both. I'll just stand in the back. I don't really want to be part of this. But that whole thing with the church, I've gone with people that aren't religious, and they make a big deal of it. They're like, well, I don't know what to do. Just fucking sit out. You ever been somewhere you've never been? You sit down. And then they're freaking out, and they're making me uncomfortable. It's like, well, what if I touch the holy water and I burn? I go, oh, yeah, that's what happens. That's what
happens. Yeah, that's a thing.
The poltergeist. Sit down. I don't know what, and then you're uncomfortable, and then like the Catholic Church, they're like, it's time for communion. It's like, well, I stopped being religious a long time ago, but I am a little hungry, you know. So you go up and you get a little snack.
Stand up, sit down.
That's all you do. But you're sitting through that whole thing. But I don't think, and I understand that it's supposedly a religious ceremony, but it really isn't at this point. It's become a commercial thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so invite me to one or the other. Would you like to come, Pat, to the religious ceremony? There
you
go.
That's what we should have in, is just where you could say, I'm just coming to the reception.
Or just a religious ceremony. Yeah. Maybe I just want to come at 10 a.m., see you, shake your hand, give the kiss, congratulations. I want to have the rest of my day.
Yeah.
I don't want to now leave here and then drive somewhere that's not that far, but I have 3 hours to kill because you have to have everything set up with the photographers and all these poses, and I'm not part of all that, so I have to go there, and they're not serving food yet, and they're kind of giving you drinks, but I don't drink anymore. But even when I did drink, I don't want to get loaded at noon because I know I'm going to be here till 7.
Yeah.
And I have to take that ride to this thing, and there's like 2 or 3 weddings happening at that one location, and you're not sure which one you're in because you don't know strangers. And I hate all that. Invite me to one or the other. You want to come? I would most likely go to the. I don't think I, at this point in my life, would want to go. I'll get my own food. I'll just go to the. I'll watch you get married, and maybe it'll be me and 2 other people. I think most people, if they chose, they would just go to the second part.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I don't want to dance. I don't want any of that. I'll go watch you be married. I'll be that guy. I'll take a picture. And go, oh, you did it. Congrats. I was there. Bye. And I can give them less. If you go to that one, $50. You go to the other one, maybe that's $200. There should be values on it.
Yeah, they're not spending any money on you. It's not like they're buying you food or anything.
I'll give it to the church. I'll give it to the altar boys. I'll throw 20 each. Thanks for being in here. I was an altar boy, too, and I'll high-five them. I was going to say fist bump them, but they've been fisted. Anyway, so, but I'll throw them some money because they're making a big day. But that makes me uncomfortable. That whole thing, it's like, because everyone in the church is like, half of them are like, I don't know what to do, and they're all just being weird, and it's like, there's kids running around. It's like, this is supposed to be a beautiful celebration thing that they're supposed to care, but they care more about the fucking after party.
No one
even cares about that part.
It drives me nuts when it just unnecessarily goes really, really long, especially the officiator,
mm-hmm.
when they feel that they need to just keep talking and talking and then talk, and then they're reminded of something else, and then they keep talking, and then they give
a message, they should,
and then they keep talking.
Take something from the world of comedy. And you should be allowed to light the officiator. You should take your phone and wave it at him. You got 2 minutes left. Wrap it up. They should do that. Put a time on them. And also, when other people speak, I'm like, you're going to speak later, bride or maid of honor or groomsman.
Yeah, your opportunity is later.
You're going to speak later. But they're like, well, like, you know, the father's like, well, I'd like to say some words. Well, you know what? I don't care. Let the just say, all weddings should be is this. You take them. Mm-hmm. You, them, good, go eat.
Boom, that's we're it. Done. Yeah.
Don't give me a whole mess.
Short, sweet,
I understand what they're doing. They're doing a sales pitch. They're trying to convert. Like, they're like, this is what we believe in. Here's a thing. Or like, even if it's not a religious ceremony, and it's just like, that's the other one too. If I had my choice, I'd rather be in a church than outside in a fucking pond. Or like, where you're like hoping the elements are okay. Because then all these women are dressed up nice, but like the sun's beating down on their makeup. They got extra makeup on. They're in heels, and they don't realize the ground's wet.
You're hot. You're sweaty. It's
a crazy thing that you're trying to go into, and I don't want to be out there all dressed. Tell me that. I'll wear regular. I'll wear short cabana wear to this thing, and then I'll keep other clothes in the car, and then I'll get dressed up for your reception part. But don't put me outside in the heat and the sun. I want to go in the church, even if it's just hot and just like little fans on. It's so better sitting down than being in folding chairs in the stupid sun next to like a place that you think is a beach, but it's not a beach. It's one of those ponds where they put some sand, like that place in Shelton you and I have been to. That's not a beach. Don't fucking call that a beach. You didn't get married at a beach. That's not a fucking beach. That's a pond with a sandbox. And I don't want to go there for a wedding. Tell me that. If that's going to be there, I'm not going to either. Because I'm guessing your reception's not going to be good either. That makes me uncomfortable. I need to know where am I going? That what's my place of going? And then I can choose off that. That's what they should send. Yeah. Save the date to tell you that. Here's what we're offering. Here are the plans. Offer me plans.
Do you want the full day experience?
Right.
Do you want just the ceremony packages. Experience? Or do you want the drunk after party experience? What is it that you're after?
Which one do you want to pay
Here
for?
Do you feel comfortable
that's what
with?
You're buying.
Yes.
And then you go to the whole thing, and then you have to leave, and then it's like you're following all these cars because you don't know where you're going. And I do hate it when, and I'm sure this deals with you, Brandon, when you do this stuff. I hate when the wedding is at like in one town, and then the reception is like, if it's more than 45 minutes away, that's wrong to ask.
That's brutal.
I understand you have your religion, you want to do it at your church, and you couldn't find a place. Sorry. Just get an officiator and then do your own separate thing later. You know what I mean? But make sure they're close. My favorite is when someone says, the wedding and reception are at so-and-so. I'm like, yeah, one-stop shop. I like that. I don't want to have to travel. Now I got to pay for gas. Now we got to go around. And then you know what I'm going to do? Because I'm stuck at the first place and I hate being at the church or whatever and I'm hungry, I'm going to stop at McDonald's on my way to the wedding and now I'm going to have like weird stains on me because I'm hungry. I'll get a coffee, spill it on me. It leads to too much madness. Some people are drunks. You know drunks? Drunks go to, I hate that. I go to a wedding, drunks are there, and they're drinking nips and the flasks before the reception. And then they're driving around. Everyone's like, it's okay, it's a wedding. I think you're drunk. There's rules. Have you seen those signs clicking and ticking or whatever it is? Don't do that.
Yeah, but I was at a wedding. It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. This guy kind of knows fucking this lady, but they're going to make it legal. Like, I don't want that. The whole thing, it's just the whole idea of just people being happy makes me uncomfortable. But like, then you get there and the reception part, and I like it when you walk in. What? Okay, so as a DJ, Brandon, you when it first starts off, the people, the bride and groom aren't there yet. They're just opening the doors. You're playing some like nice relaxing music, right?
No, usually it's upbeat because people are coming in. We're going to be doing the introduction soon.
Not like hard dancing. I mean, like.
Cocktail hour.
Jazz.
Yeah, that's different. I thought you meant when they're walking into the original room. Okay, yeah.
Doors just.
So open. Cocktail hour. Yeah, it's usually stuff like that. Maybe some classic rock stuff like that, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I like that because it's a crazy day. It's kind of hectic. I want to come in. I want to feel
some relaxing. Some chill stuff.
I want to get in, and right away there better be somebody walking around with a plate of something. A cheese platter, a crudité, a meatball on a stick, something. They better be walking to me the second I walk in the door because I had a big day already. I'm already stuck. I'm already at the church. I'm uncomfortable. If you're not feeding me right away, I'm already upset. And I want to find that out. Tell me. The second you get the reception, food. Sometimes I'll be like, well, we're waiting until the bride and groom get there. I'm like, so for 2 hours, I got nothing? Well, you can open bar. I don't drink. How many waters do I need? And they're not going to have coffee there. They only make coffee for the drunks late at night. They don't make it for me early. Then they make a big deal of it. They're like, sir, we could put on a pot for you. I'm like, well, now you're making me feel like I'm putting you out. Like, fuck off. And I know you don't have a pot. You have a Keurig, you fuck. It's 2019. But tell me right away, when you get there, if you want to come to this thing, there should be a meat. Oh, my goodness. There's the picture there. What is he, a wolf?
I'm not sure what it was. It was some...
Oh, wow, that's crazy.
This guy, he's dressed like Kiss, but he's got a beard.
But he's got a beard.
She's not dressed,
he looks like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, she's kind of dressed like a fairy princess.
Oh,
you know,
she
a fairy.
Looks nice. See,
yeah, she's
a fairy
nice. Yeah.
Is basically what like an elf and fairy princess, that's kind of like what a bride is.
But yeah, that's the bride and the groom at this wedding.
But I like if you're going to invite me right away, you got to feed me right away. You got even if it's small, you got to give me a little appetizer or something. So when I walk in that door, I need a little person coming over. Not a little person.
Yeah.
But that'd be better. Yeah, I need a little person at the wedding.
A little person.
Coming over.
Bring me a small child.
Carrying meatballs on their head. A tiny person. But no, but just right away offering me some kind of cheeses or something like that.
Cheeses. There's always the, I love the little nut cups with the little buttermint mints. the mints that are like chalk. Love those. I love those.
They come in the little bags.
That's my favorite. At the reception.
You're starting off your wedding with the stuff you can get at a bar. Here you go. Here's some Fritos. And we got some
Andy, pretzels.
Andy's Thin Mints. You want? I'll go to that wedding.
You want a pickle? We got some pickled deviled eggs.
Ham hocks. I've been to a wedding at like that are at like VFWs. And the ones that are, like, in those little bar areas. And that's a weird thing, that they rent out the hall. So, like, you're at the reception there, but then people drift over to the VFW bar part, where it's just all people with, all, like, four guys with one collective limb. And they're all like, we're going to come to your wedding. And they come in, and they're just drifting over. It's creepy. But I like that, because then you're watching, like, zombies that work with real people.
Yeah.
And that's fun. But I need food, like, right away. I need some music to calm me down, because I'm not enjoying myself. And I'm already uncomfortable. I need to know where my seat is right away. I go right to the seat. I go there, grab the meatball, and find the table with my name on it right away. Mm-hmm. Where are we sitting? And then I read quickly. I get there first because I like to look and see who's next to me. And if I don't like them, I move them. I do. I'm sorry, but I think if you get there first, you make the plan. They're at the bar being idiots. I move them. And they're like, I thought I saw this earlier. I'm like, no, you're over there. You're good. And I do the old switcheroo. And
that's great.
And I also make sure my seat is easy access to leaving. Like if I want to go to the bathroom or take off. If a table is circular, I don't want my back to be towards the dance floor. I want to be able to get the fuck out. I want to be able to see. I make sure my seat is good so I can see what's going on when they're doing the dances and they're doing the weird garter thing. I need a good view. No obstructed view, good view. And I also want to see what's on the table. Because I'm very uncomfortable when they give me a task. I don't like that. If I go to a wedding and they're like, here's some Polaroid. Can't remember Polaroid cameras. We have Polaroid. We went to all the pawn shops in the land and we found the Polaroid. And you can be our photographer. I'm like, no, you have one. I don't want to. Don't give me a task. I don't want to take pictures. I don't want to sign your book. I don't want to fucking write you a fun thing. I don't want to make a video at the table of all the folks. And we're like, well, that's what we're thinking right now. Yeah, we're thinking, fuck you. It's nice out, and I could be watching a baseball game or doing anything better than dressed up in a suit doing this video. Because I've ruined people's moments. My brother is still mad that when they get it was a huge, like a document. Like, you know, like one that like Nat Turner would sign. It was like a giant thing, and everyone had to write their names on it. And I wrote Earl Jones real big. And I didn't realize they were going to, like, frame this and put it on their wall forever. So it's all these small names and giant letters, Earl Jones. And it's framed still this day at my brother and his wife's house. And they're just like, who the fuck is Earl Jones? And I'm like, that's me. And they're like, what the hell? Why would you do that? I'm like, I don't know. I just thought that was fun. And there's no Matt. Don't give me a task. Just let I agreed to be at your thing. It's your selfish day. Just let me sit there and wait for the food to come. And when I sit down, the salad should already be on the table. Don't make me wait for the salad. Give me the salad right away. I don't want to wait. And don't put a weird thing in the middle that I'm supposed to care about. Look at the centerpiece. The centerpiece, each one is made from a different one of Nana's hairs. I'm like, I don't like that. I don't want any of this weirdness.
This is creepy.
Yeah, but it's always something like that. Like, this is from some young child's shoe. It's like, I get it. That's on my table. I'm going to eat at it. I don't want to. That's for your family later. Just make it easy. But flowers in the middle. Put me next to people. If you invited me, you're supposed to, you know, put me next to people that you think can handle what I do. Like, I need them to be able to handle my kind of conversation. If anything, the next wedding I go to, I'll probably bring the equipment and I'll probably podcast. That's what I'll probably do. Podcast live from a wedding. We should start setting that up, Brandon.
That's a great idea. Wedding.
Let's do it. That's a commentary.
All right. So when you do you guys care who's at the what do you like better? Do you like a table of people that you know or strangers?
That's a great question.
That is because I've done both.
Yeah.
I think I've had learning.
I think I've had more fun where I don't know anybody.
Yeah.
Because you kind of, to fill in the boredom, you kind of just start talking to people about whatever, you know?
Yeah. And
so, yeah, I think there's that. I like that part.
If it's somebody I haven't seen in a long time, then I do enjoy that.
Yeah, getting to.
But if it's I just kind of know them, I'd rather not have the familiar. If I'm going to have to like sit there and make small talk, I'd rather do it from the beginning. I could lie. I could make things up.
Yeah.
I could be someone different. And also, there's no judgment. You know what I mean? Like, I have friends that have known me for a while but haven't seen me in a while. So if I went to a wedding now from friends like 5 years ago, they'd be like, you're going to have, you want to get a drink? And I'm like, well, I don't drink anymore. Then they're like, what do you mean? You used to always drink a wedding. Yeah. The other person would just be like, hey, you want to drink? Like, I'm all set. A water, please. They're like, oh, okay. Because they don't know past me. They just,
yeah.
I like the fact they have no other previous knowledge. They don't know anything about jobs because, like, you know, the jobs we do, that's not a fun thing at a wedding to be.
No. What do you
do? Nothing. I do nothing. I travel the land. I go around and I give
out. I'm a garbage man.
Yeah, I'm a motivational speaker.
Motivation, there you go.
I know, are you comedy? Are you famous? Do you know who I am? No. Then I'm fucking not. That's how fame works.
Yes.
You don't
I like telling people I'm a philosopher because then nobody does follow-up questions on that one.
Oh, that's it. I'm going to steal that
they
from now
on.
I'm
gonna start they just go, that. Oh, that's nice.
See, I don't do it with a job. Yeah. I do it with the first greeting. Now, I used to use one word, now I changed it. I've learned that if I say this word, nobody wants answers after. They'll be like, how are you? And I go, tremendous. Nobody wants to know about a tremendous guy because they think they don't. He's killing it, and they don't want to know. They want the good. They're like, well, what's good? How's work? They don't want to know.
But you know what it sounds like when you say tremendous? My first instinct is you're about to try to sell me on Amway.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is perfect.
Whatever that's I'm going to say next is not going to be good for
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes. This is not going in the direction I want to be involved with.
Or I used to say splendid.
Splendid.
And then some people start going, oh, great word. I'm like, oh, I don't word people. Wordsmiths. I don't need them. Brandon Smith, Ward Smith, really any of those. But that one, I think I at this point in my life, when 20 years ago, college, stuff like that, I would want my drinking buddies around me. I'd want the fun. Now I want strangers. I want to learn about people.
Yeah.
Or at least just watch people I don't know chew. I don't know. It's fun to do that. Sit there. Because I don't have bad eating habits. I'm not someone. But I like to sit there. But if I do sit next to someone... It makes me uncomfortable, too, when someone has a whole thing. They're like, oh, well, you know, I eat, but I have to take my pills. And then you're at the table, and then they've got their pills out. It's like, well, put them in your pocket. You don't need to have to take all your pills out. And then they got the napkin in the shirt, like Frank Margallo does that, and he tucks it in the shirt. It's like, what are you, Godfather? We don't need
that. Yeah.
It's like, just eat normal for a fucking, what, you need a lobster, babe? Just act like you're at home, but not act like home. Like you're at home, a bit, but if you cared about yourself, like, that's what I want, and that's it. And I don't want people to. You know what? I don't want to sit at a table where people are going to be like. I want to know who I'm with, so you could say to me, "I don't know them," but I want someone to say to me, "Oh, you know who you're sitting with? The Johnsons. They're real nice. They're my parents' neighbors. He's been a banker forever." Give me the quick Cliff Notes.
Yeah. Yeah.
The quick side note. They're Spark Notes. They're known now as the kids. I've learned that. I say Cliff Notes, and the kids are like, what? I'm like, oh, Spark Notes.
Spark Notes, but yeah.
Give me that quick thing. The Johnsons are there. Oh, there's Tina and her sister. I'm doing quotes. Sister. Not Tina. And they'll be kissing a lot for sisters. But, you know, they're fun. They both live in Northampton, and they make candles out of their own toenails. Like, okay, that's fine. Whatever. I want to know that stuff. But because I want to know that because I want you to say to me, oh, you know who's sitting there? Oh, do you know Gina? Gina's the life of the party. I'm like, oh, don't sit me with fucking Gina. I don't want to sit with her. Life of the party means she's going to be dancing, yelling out, play more piano, man, and screaming and sliding around the floor and crying later. And then they, for some reason, drunken messes always turn to me and go, you know, no one ever loved me. I'm like, I see why. And I'm not good at that. And then I make them cry and I say the wrong thing because I just try to be funny with it. Cause I need to know the makeup of the characters. You know what I mean? I need to know the trailer to the movie I'm about to sit in.
Yeah.
Who are the characters, the cast? But don't give me the plot. Just let me know who's in.
Let me fill that in.
Yeah, I'd like to, I'll figure that out, but let me know.
Let's make this more like a murder mystery.
Exactly. I want the neighbors of the movie, of the parents. I want, you know, a teacher. I want those kind of people. People they also kind of just fucking know. I like being at a table of people you kind of just fucking know. You know what I mean? I've been sat a lot at when I go with other people. Like, if the woman is the one that got invited and she'll, like, know one other person, they get to sit together. Then they're just like, we're throwing you in with other groups of things like you. They're like here's two women we work with. And then there's two women I went to high school with. And then this guy that one time I kind of dated, but it was weird. And then they all bring a guest. And I'm like, okay, good. We're just this misfit bunch that doesn't matter. And we can shit. They also need to know. I'm only comfortable if I'm allowed to make fun of other people at the wedding. I need to be able to do that. I need to sit there and go, look at that motherfucker. Look at that guy. Oh, that's a weird thing. Oh, it's odd that man and that woman made that beautiful girl. That's weird because they're not attractive. Yeah. I have to know who's sitting at my table. Don't give me like your aunt that fucking talks shit or someone who's close. I need to be able to shit on people. So you got to put me at a good shit talk table. Mm. I need
have
to
you,
have.
Have you ever been hired to do comedy at a wedding?
I was offered that. I said no.
I did it, and it was.
Yeah, what?
Was it uncomfortable?
Yeah, of course it is. No, that's not a crowd for fun.
Well, the money was really good.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it was weird because they don't
not an
even.
Audience? Do they want you to do jokes about them? I mean, I've written. I got hired for a while. I was writing best man speeches for people, and I was doing that through Laugh
Staff.
That'd
be fun.
No, because they. You're writing it, and then they're looking it over, and then they think they know what funny is, but they're hiring a comedian to write it.
Yeah.
And they're trying to tweak it. And like, but I go, yeah, but you're trying to make everyone laugh, and like this inside joke is so inside. You want inside, but you still want the other people to enjoy it too. Yeah, but feeling it. It was very odd, but it was cool when they would share videos, and they couldn't. They wouldn't give you credit because they didn't want people to know they paved for that reason. But it's funny to watch someone else go up there and like deliver your shit wrong. And you're like, come on, man. Yeah, I couldn't imagine doing. I am super uncomfortable. I don't know why. And it's not a sexist thing, but I'm always uncomfortable when the maid of honor speaks. Because I always know she's going to cry or it's going to be like crazy dramatic and a little sad, especially if she's not married or if she wasn't, or if she is married, but the other one wasn't her maid of honor. So it's fucking, they bring that up. The guys usually just like, hey, you finally got laid, huh? Let me go. Hey. It's like, and they're just being funny, but they're not really that funny.
I can't believe he's getting married. We all thought he was gay.
Yeah,
he's a genius.
He is, but, but he's got to, you know, it's the only way he gets the money from her. Oh, anyway. Hey. But like, but that's just, I like to watch a guy try to be funny when he's not, and he's drunk, whatever. I can enjoy that. But I'm uncomfortable during those speeches, too, because I just don't want. I don't care. Just we did it. I don't need the other people.
There's nothing more uncomfortable than being in a situation where you are with people you don't know that well, and someone's up there doing a lot of inside jokes. You know, it's like there's talking about stuff that happened back in the fourth grade, and it's like and everybody's laughing. You're like, I have no idea why this is even remotely interesting.
Or when it's. They think they're just being funny, but they're just being mean. That happens a lot.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, they're bringing up all their shit. It's like, it's great to see that you found someone that loves you. Because, man, we thought for a while no one would. Ha, 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 ha. You're like, what the fuck's happening here? And they're like, remember in seventh grade when you're the only girl who couldn't get anyone to go and you had to get your retarded brother to bring you? And he was retarded after that accident you caused. Yeah. But anyway, so and it's like a whole thing. And you're like, what am I doing? What they did? It's so uncomfortable. It's like,
and then you end up sleeping with your teacher and he got fired and you went to jail.
Is he here? Oh, Mr. Fisher. Hey, Mr. Fisher. Hey, how are you? Like
destroyed his marriage.
For young girls still. Hey. But it's good that you finally found someone, you know. And Jeff, you know, you and Jeff, you seem happy. You seem happy. You know what I mean? It's like, I mean, I've known Jeff for a while, and we did date. Did I tell you that? Anyway, so it's like really uncomfortable when they do that stuff. It just, I understand they all have to have moments and things, but once again, I don't know. I think that if you're gonna do that one to make me more comfortable. They should record that earlier and play video. Let the people at the wedding sit there. They let them cut it, edit it, whatever, and then they do a highlight thing. It's like, and here's the video of the maid of honor. You know, she's showing her before the big day. So she's in front of the church. And she's kind of like cut it there, and she's just like, this is awesome. Because in that moment, when you're putting the camera on, people won't go to the weird shit and try to be too funny. They'll just do a quick promo and be done. I'd rather watch the video. But not watch the gymnast come out or the male gymnast. I watch, but the live speaking, people are bad at that anyway. Everything about a wedding is uncomfortable anyway. That's why it's an easy subject to do. But to ask people who don't normally speak in front of people to get up there and speak in front of people makes everyone uncomfortable. It's like at a bad comedy show when a comic is not confident in themselves, and they're like, "Why isn't the crowd laughing?" I'm like, you don't believe in yourself, so why would the audience? They're uncomfortable with you. When a person goes up to be the best man speech or maid of honor speech, and they're uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable, and I'm like, then the rest of the wedding's weird, and it's just a weird tone. I want a quick, this is great, happy, we're having fun, we'll have the best day of our lives, woo, do it, and then toast, and then dance, because that's the one thing I do like about weddings, that there's dancing and music, because then people can't talk, and I like it. They're yep. Like, we're distracting you from crank having a personality. It up. Here we Shake go. Shake your ass. Do you mind dancing at a wedding? Are you a dancer at a wedding?
I don't mind. I hate the you probably when they want to do they because like they want to make it memorable, and so they want to do something creative and unique. So of course, the electric slide, the Cupid song, or the chicken dance, or all of them.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, really? And then the 90s, the Macarena was always the thing. So it was like you had to do the whole history of stupid
line dances.
Line dances.
Yeah.
And that always just bothered me. I was like, can't you just be original? You don't have to do, there's no rule that you have to have the chicken dance at your wedding.
Yeah, or I was could, never a big fan just, of line dances.
When the bride and groom do a choreographed thing.
Oh, that's the big like, thing, the choreographed deal. Everybody's going. Move my
love. Like a baby's in a corner. It's like, oh, fuck off. And then they're gonna jump. And then they're gonna bite it. And I'm kind of hoping they do fall because you want that video. And everyone's got their phone out. And that's the other thing that's uncomfortable. Real quick, I've read about this. Weddings now with phones are the worst because no one's watching the wedding. Everyone just has their phone up. I've been at weddings, baptisms, everything. No one's watching the event. They're all gonna go home. Even and watch concerts the video these days, later.
Yeah. People, they
just holding it like, watch the event. You're here at the thing. You know what I mean?
It's so, not gonna be better on your phone later. It's gonna be way worse. Yeah,
don't worry about sharing their moment. Just have your moment. You don't have to let others know what you did. Just do the thing. And like, I'm trying to watch the thing like that. If they're gonna do a choreographed thing, I can't see because 85 phones are up. I'm trying to stand up.
Yeah.
If you're gonna put on this dumb production, I gotta watch. Fine. I don't mind dancing. I'll go out there and just be silly once in a while. I just hate when people are just constantly just, why don't you get up? I'm like, well, I don't like this song. Like, just because we're at a thing. Like, this song doesn't make me want to dance. I got to do something fun. It's like, you know, and that stuff that you're saying, that doesn't make me uncomfortable because I know for a fact that there's two things. Either I'm not doing it and I'm going to sit there and make fun of it and that'll be fun for me, or I'm going to go up, like I used to do when I was drunk, and ruin it. And I used to go up and do them all wrong and trick people and knock them over and do the wrong moves. Like if they were doing the chicken dance, I was doing Macarena. You know, yeah. Like I was doing just the fun with it. And that part I enjoyed.
But yeah, but like you were saying, I think it's that right now, weddings now, everybody's trying to find that viral moment that they're going to share with everybody. And so instead of just enjoying the moment of just, you know, here we're with family and friends or celebrating the love of these two wonderful, beautiful young people who have found their eternal companion. But meanwhile, can somebody get a two-year-old do something cute? You know what I mean? Right. Everybody's trying to find those little moments.
They're gonna, or
the whole special dance thing that is the craze now, which it makes me uncomfortable because it's like you're not a dancer. This is horrible.
Well, we trained for 2 weeks and watched a bunch of YouTube videos. We're ready. We're trained.
Some people do that and they do a really good job and they nail it, but it's very few. Like farming, and then but most people.
If,
yeah.
And even if they do that, it's a weird time to choose your calling.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like you know what? Now you just found out you're a dancer. You should have been wasting your time on that, and not this fucking wedding. You know what I mean? For all this, we could have just gone to your recital. I would have gone to that. You know what makes me super uncomfortable? Always the garter thing.
Oh, that is creepy. Yeah, that is. That should just be done away with.
Guy going up and grabbing the ladies, like, and especially the second part where the guy catches it and he does it to the girl that he doesn't know a lot of times. That's weird.
Yeah, that's just
very
weird.
And I don't like that. That's very odd. And you always are watching, like, that girl is usually there with a different guy, and then that guy's mad, and you can look at him and he's like, and he's mad about it. And it's not like the other guy's fault. Even that whole thing where it's just like, I don't know, that need of like who's next, like where they throw the bouquet and then big women without necks are fighting and they grab like first of all, what you just did shows me why you're not getting married. You're an animal. That's why you're not getting married. You just jump. That doesn't come with a dude. Like, you're not doing that. You jump up and you punch someone in the face to catch flowers. That's why you're single, toots. You know what I mean? That's a problem. And that's uncomfortable because then people are mad. Like, I didn't get it. Like, it's not a thing. It's not the life for. Meet a man. Meet a woman. Meet a thing. Whatever you date, go talk to people. Stop fighting on the floor. It just all the tradition things. Make me uncomfortable.
Yeah, the thing I probably hate the most about any wedding I go to is the cake cutting thing. because everybody's waiting for someone to push it in their face. In their face. No, it's so cute.
You ever been at one where they do it too far and they really smush and they're pissed?
Oh, yeah.
I've been at that where you hit them in the face. And then, like, they ha-ha. The other one, you see the rest of the night, the guy's mad as
fuck. Yeah, this is great. Hey, guess what? Now I have to buy the tuxedo. So now we're starting our wedding $1,200 in debt.
The candle was still in it. Yeah, and even this, the whole idea with the cutting of the
it's your wedding, it's your tradition. You do what you want to do. You don't have to do what everybody else has done. You know, like that whole something blue, something borrowed, something. It's like whatever. Just get married, be happy you're together, enjoy it while it lasts.
But if you want to have all party. That stuff once again. Do it in a back room yourself and then bring me the cake. I don't have to watch that.
Yeah.
You gave me music. You gave me food. You gave me conversation. I'm doing it. Once we get to the reception, the only time it's about the couple and the whole thing is at the actual ceremony. That's the only time. Because everything else is the couple, for the most part, is running around, not sitting down, relaxing. They're being run around doing these things.
Yeah, because you have to thank everybody who's there.
Walk around, make sure everyone else
then
is
you
okay.
Then you got to do all the pictures with everybody.
All the moves, everything like that. Checking on everyone else the entire time, making sure everything's good. And they're not relaxing stuff. And then doing all these other side chores and things. Let them do all that stuff. I'm not with you anymore. At one point, I'm going to go, oh, you look lovely, or what a great day, or oh, it's a wonderful thing. Like, who cares? I'm like, yeah, the food. I usually go, this is good food. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's all you have to say. I'm like, yeah, I don't care about it. I gave you money, right? Didn't I pay for this?
Yeah,
I don't even tell you anything. Don't come to me about that. I don't care. I don't care about all this stuff. I don't care about the cutting, whatever. And that's the other thing, too. Once I eat the dessert, I want to go. And that part's tough, too, because people are like, well, you should stay till the end. But the end gets crazy. You never really know when the end.
Especially if you're not a drinker. Yeah, if you're not a drinker, it's tough to stay.
I want to eat. I want to do my thing. And I want to get out of there. How do you get out? Do I have to go? If they haven't walked around to me yet, do I have to go to them at another table? And that's an odd thing. Like, hey, you know, just congrats, but I'm taking off. They're like, why? What's wrong? And nothing's wrong. Just like, I don't know. It's a long day. You know, I've been 10 a.m. I was at a church. I left my house at 8:30 to get there. And it's 6 p.m. now. We haven't spent this much time together in 10 years. Now I got to spend this whole day in this interview dressed in this monkey suit. I don't like this at all. I want to go. And I want to just be able to leave. That should be a thing, too. They should say on the invitation, starts at 5, leave whenever the fuck you want. You know what I mean? That should say that on there. That's uncomfortable, the goodbye. You don't want an Irish goodbye at a wedding, but that's also the best time to do it.
Yeah, that is the best time to do it, especially if they're drunk.
Yeah, well, they're going to be drunk, or other people are going to be drunk, and it just gets weird. You know what I mean? And drunks are like, you should stay. We're going to do an after thing. Like, don't get, well, and that too. Stop that. They all do that. The wedding's over, and they're like, we'll go back to the hotel. We're doing an after thing. No, stop it. You had your day. You did it.
It's over. The magic is gone.
Yeah, it's like when you bring
we're not recreating
little
anything.
Kids are like, we're going to go to McDonald's, then we're going to go to the park. And then what are we doing after that? You're fucking going home. You're going to the park.
Bed. You're going to bed.
That was a highlight. We peaked.
We peaked. We did it.
Let's end the night crescendo.
You don't need to keep doing more.
It doesn't get better.
Sorry for everyone this week that we did not share anything from the Facebook. We weren't sure that, like I said before, but next week we'll put a thing up there. If anyone has any others, we're probably going to do weddings. We can talk about forever. If anyone has anything they want to add to this, please let us know on our social media. They can do it on Twitter at Discomfort In Podcast or Instagram at the same name, or you can email us at discomfortinpodcast@gmail.com. Anything else you want to add about wedding? Anything that we left out, you think, that makes you uncomfortable?
I think just love in general.
Yes.
Is
if that's the theme no one needs. You know what I mean? Love. I think if you're going to have that party, you should also invite me to the divorce party.
I think the biggest problem with marriage is that most of the time it's not about love. It's about just about anything else, and love doesn't come till later. And so I think just going at the realization that, hey, we like each other. We're hoping for the best. Here we go.
Just have
realistic attitude.
That should be the message. Yeah. Not, this is the one true
everything. It's going to last forever, I know. Yeah.
And if it is about so much love, pressure. Realize that will make me uncomfortable. I don't want to go.
That is the most uncomfortable part.
If you're just saying we're having a party and we're wearing suits, then I'll be like, okay.
Especially if it's your seventh wedding. Let's just drop the love thing altogether.
You've done one for every day of the week. You shouldn't be allowed to. Brandon, anything you want to add about weddings?
Just what he was saying about the uncomfortability. Yeah, I mean, it's the love. It's like, I don't know.
It's like, let's just go into this.
Yeah, you could tell that, especially if somebody's in their mid-20s, they don't know what they're saying. You know, like, you're the one for me. You don't even know, you know.
You're the person I've looked through for my entire life, and I feel that you're my soulmate. It's like, you've known him 4 weeks, and I'm a car washer.
Oh, don't make me watch your grandma dance. I hate that. I hate that. When you said young, I remember, but I hate that. Here comes grandma. She's going to do the soft shoe. And I'm like, she sucks. Grandma's 80. She can't move. And they're like, oh, it's so adorable. It's not. She's dying. This is what the last thing was. I don't want to watch it. Just let it go. Let the young people dance. Put the old people to sleep. Let it go. Follow us on all social media. We thank you guys for staying with us at the Discomfort Inn.